Okay, so you know how sometimes prepping to be ready for anything can get kind of intense?
Yeah, like building a bunker and hiding from the world.
Exactly. And that's not what we're talking about at all today.
Right. Today we're diving into something that's practical, but it's also kind of fascinating.
It's about being ready for anything.
But not in that like doomsday prepper way.
Yeah, this is more about,
This is about building skills.
building skills and that kind of quiet confidence of knowing, like, okay.
Okay, I got this. Whatever it is.
I can handle it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's moving away from that, oh no, what if,
Yes.
to, okay, I got this. And that's what makes the material that we're looking at today.
So interesting.
So interesting.
Yeah, so we've got excerpts from the latest edition of Family Adventure Readiness Training.
Yes.
And okay, here's the really cool part.
Okay.
We also have some of the meeting notes from the authors.
Oh, wow.
So it's like we're getting a peek behind the curtain to see how this whole training came together.
That's fascinating. And you know what I think is so interesting about this is that it's not just like your typical survival guide.
Right.
Like they're really talking about practical skills,
Yeah.
but then also mental resilience. And
Yeah.
they even bring in some philosophy.
It's true. You know how some prepping stuff can be a little much?
Oh,
This
yeah.
feels really different.
Yeah, it feels like they understand that you're not necessarily ready to like disappear off the grid.
Yeah.
But you also wouldn't mind having a few extra.
Tricks up your sleeve.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. And you see that emphasis on mindset right away
Oh, yeah.
because one of the authors, Michael, his background, it really shaped his views on preparedness.
Yeah, he talks about his childhood.
Yeah, he had a really challenging childhood, time in the military.
Like intense experiences that really forced him to figure out, like, what does it even mean to be resilient?
Exactly.
And he talks about his journey to find what he calls liberation.
Yeah.
And it's intense.
Yeah, it seems like he had to go through all of that to arrive at the philosophy he's teaching now.
And it comes out in one of the core principles they keep coming back to: discipline equals freedom.
Yes.
And that's such a powerful idea.
It is.
Yeah.
And it applies to way more than just extreme situations.
I mean, when you think about it, it takes discipline to learn something new, to practice, to prepare,
Right.
but then that gives you the freedom to act when things get tough.
Yes.
And that could be anything from a natural disaster to just like getting through a stressful day.
Exactly.
It makes me think of the story they tell about Michael when he's digging foxholes in the pouring rain.
Oh, yeah, during his military training.
Yeah.
Sounds miserable.
Not my idea of a good time.
No, but he uses it to illustrate a point about finding opportunity in discomfort.
Okay.
Like, even in those moments when things are hard, you have a choice.
You
You
do.
can choose how you respond.
It's true.
And it's about building that mental toughness that helps you to really thrive, not just survive.
So we've been talking about the why of preparedness, like the mindset.
Right.
But for those of us who like to get our hands dirty,
Let's talk skills.
let's talk skills.
Oh, yeah.
And the manuals do not disappoint.
No, they don't.
They cover fire starting, shelter building.
It's the kind of stuff that would make you the most capable person on a camping trip.
And I love how they break these complex skills down into manageable steps.
Yeah, it's key so you don't feel overwhelmed.
Totally. It's like they're saying, look, we get it. Not everyone's a wilderness
But
expert.
everyone can learn this.
Everyone can learn this. And they even have sections for teaching kids.
I love that.
It's
It's
awesome.
about empowering the whole family.
Yes, exactly.
And take the fire building instructions, for instance. Like they could have just given a list of steps,
Right.
but instead they actually explain the why.
Okay, so the fire triangle.
Yes, the fire triangle.
For those of us who maybe need a little refresher,
Yes.
what is the fire triangle?
So the fire triangle, it's the three things you need to make a fire. So you have heat, you have fuel, and then you have oxygen. And what the authors do so
Gotta
well,
explain why that's so important.
they explain why understanding that simple concept, that relationship, is so much more valuable than just memorizing steps.
Because then you can figure it out in any situation, right?
Exactly. So even if you've never built a fire in your life,
Yeah.
they're giving you the tools to be able to do it.
I love that. It's like you said, it's not just about giving you a fish, it's about teaching you to fish,
Exactly.
or in this case, to start a fire. But they go beyond just immediate survival, don't they?
Yeah, there's a whole other layer here about the long game.
Yeah.
Like, how do you keep going after that initial crisis?
Okay, so what does that look like?
Well, they spend a good amount of time on this idea of long-term sustainability.
So we're talking homesteading, community building.
Yeah, and they even have some really profound philosophical reflections.
It's like they're saying, okay, you made it through the first part. Now, how do you build a life worth living?
Yes.
I like it.
And this is where Michael's experiences in Burma come into play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because in the meeting notes, they were talking about how he's going to be sharing stories about what worked, what didn't during his time there.
Oh, now I'm really interested.
Right.
Because I love a good story, and especially when there's a practical lesson.
Especially when there are those hard-won lessons.
Yes.
And what's so fascinating is how he learned that building relationships with the community, relying on local knowledge,
mm-hmm.
was just as important as any other survival skill he had.
It's that blend of self-reliance and then also interdependence, right?
Yes. That's what creates true resilience.
It really is that it takes a village idea.
It is.
But potentially applied to like having to rebuild the village together.
Exactly.
And speaking of resilience, they use this acronym that I found so relatable.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
H-O-L-T.
H-O-L-T.
Okay. And it stands for hungry, angry, lonely, tired.
Oh, I like that.
And they talk about how being in any of those states can really mess with your decision making.
Oh,
yeah. I've been there.
Oh, me too.
Making decisions when you haven't eaten or you're exhausted.
The worst.
It never ends well.
No, never.
But this acronym.
It's such a simple tool.
It's so simple.
But it's so powerful for self-awareness.
It is.
Because if you can recognize, okay, I'm in one of those AKLT states.
Yeah.
You can take a step back.
Yeah.
Maybe grab a snack, take a nap, call a friend. I mean, sometimes preparedness is just as much about managing what's going on inside as it is what's happening around us.
Like emotional first aid.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but there's this other whole layer to the material
that
we found in the meeting notes.
Oh, tell me more.
And it adds this unexpected dimension to being prepared.
Okay.
So they mention a story about someone named Gavin nearly drowning.
Oh, wow.
And it seems like it was a turning point for Bruce, the other author.
Really?
Yeah.
So who's Gavin? What happened?
Yeah, I need to know more about this story.
We're going to dive into all the details in just a minute. Okay. But what's important here is that Gavin nearly drowning wasn't just a random event. This sparked a total revelation for Bruce about what it really means to be prepared.
Okay.
And it's about more than just keeping himself safe.
Okay, now you have to tell me more.
It's a good one, I promise.
Okay.
But it's worth the wait because it reveals this whole side of preparedness that we haven't even touched on yet.
Which is?
This idea that we have a responsibility to protect those we love.
Oh, wow.
And that's a really powerful idea.
Yeah, it is.
That we'll unpack in just a moment.
Yeah.
Because for Bruce, Gavin nearly drowning was a real wake-up call.
Yeah, I bet.
He realized that knowing how to survive on his own, it wasn't enough.
Right.
He needed to be able to protect his family.
Wow.
To be the one they could rely on if something happened.
Yeah, when you put it like that,
it
makes you think about those what-if situations a little differently.
Totally. And you can see in the notes how this experience really set Bruce on a new path.
Okay.
He starts talking about firearms training, developing what they call a warrior mindset.
Okay, hold on.
It's intense.
When they say warrior mindset, what does that even mean?
That's a great question.
Are they saying everyone should go out and buy a gun?
Okay, so that's an important thing to clarify.
Okay.
Because remember, both of these guys come from a military background.
Right.
So firearms training is something they know about.
They're speaking from experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But what they're really emphasizing here is that you need to have the skills and the mental fortitude to protect the people you love.
Okay.
However that looks for you.
So it's not necessarily about the weapon itself.
Exactly.
But more about having that inner strength.
Yes. Having that willingness to face a challenge head on.
And protect the people you love.
Yes. And for some people, that might mean firearms training. You're right.
Yeah.
But for others, it might be self-defense classes.
Taking some martial arts.
Or even just being more aware of your surroundings.
Right.
Knowing how to de-escalate a situation if things start to go sideways.
It's about taking responsibility for your own safety and the safety of your family.
Exactly.
Not just hoping for the best.
It's about moving away from feeling like a potential victim.
Okay.
And instead becoming someone who can act, who can protect, who can make a difference.
I like that. That's a really good distinction.
It is.
And it makes me think about how being prepared is about so much more than just the stuff you have.
Oh, yeah.
It's about personal growth.
Absolutely. Because true preparedness, it's not just about having a bunch of gear.
Right.
Or knowing how to build a fire, although those things are good to know.
Sure.
But it's about cultivating this mindset of resilience, being resourceful, and taking responsibility.
I like it.
And you can see that the authors really care about this.
Yeah.
Because they keep coming back to it throughout the training.
So it's not just about making it through a tough situation.
No.
But actually thriving afterwards.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, how do you build a life worth living?
Yeah, what does that even look like?
Well, they talk about this And it goes back to that idea of community.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
They keep emphasizing how important it is to connect with people.
To come
Yeah,
together.
to rebuild and support one another.
So it takes a village,
Yes.
but maybe you have to rebuild the village together this time.
Exactly. And they actually give practical advice about how to do this.
Oh, really? Like how?
Like how to create a network of support, share your skills and resources, things like that.
It's about helping each other.
Yes. And fostering a sense of belonging, having a purpose.
Especially when things are tough.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's funny because so much of the traditional prepper advice I've heard is about self-reliance.
Right.
But what happens when you can't do it all on your own?
Yeah, what happens when you need help?
What happens when you need other people?
Exactly.
And that's what I think is so refreshing about this approach.
I agree.
They're acknowledging that we're stronger together.
Yes, because true resilience, it doesn't come just from our individual skills. It comes from our connections with other people.
We can't forget that.
Absolutely. We are social creatures after all.
I mean, we're hardwired to be connected to other people, and
Yeah.
that's just as true in the middle of a crisis as it is in our everyday lives.
You're right. And you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
I feel like that gets overlooked a lot when people talk about being prepared.
They forget about the people.
They do.
Yeah.
But these authors don't. And they really highlight how important it is to nurture those relationships because
Yeah.
you're building a community that can be there for you no matter
Well,
what.
I love that. So we've got the why of preparedness, that inner strength. We've
Yes.
got the how, those practical skills, right? Like
Yes.
fire starting, self-defense.
Exactly.
But then there's this third piece,
Oh, yeah.
this idea of community, of
Yeah.
not going through it alone.
It's huge.
It's like they're saying, yes, it's good to be prepared for the worst,
Yeah.
but don't forget about the good stuff too.
Yeah.
Don't forget about connecting with people.
Don't forget that we're all in this together.
Exactly.
And that's what I find so compelling about all of this.
Yeah.
It's not just about surviving, it's about thriving.
Okay.
It's about knowing that even when things are tough, we can still build something good.
We can get through anything together.
Yes, exactly.
It's about having hope, right?
Yeah.
Believing that we can create a better future.
It is.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's almost like an antidote to all the fear and anxiety people feel
Oh,
when
totally.
they think about being prepared, you know?
Like it's not all doom and gloom.
It's not just about surviving the storm.
It's about what you do after.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about rebuilding. It's about connecting with people again and remembering what's important.
That's a good way to put it.
And honestly,
Yeah.
I think that's something everyone can get behind,
Yeah.
whether you consider yourself a prepper or not.
Totally. Okay. So in this deep dive, we've talked about a lot.
We have.
We talked about mental toughness, right? Like having that inner strength to face any challenge.
Being able to handle whatever comes your way.
And we talked about those practical skills.
Yeah, the how-to stuff.
That can make a real difference if there's ever an emergency.
Having those skills can really make you feel more confident.
For sure. And then, of course, we talked about the importance of community
Yes.
because we're not meant to go through tough times
We're
alone.
not, we need each other.
Exactly.
And that's something these authors emphasize,
Yeah.
this idea of empowerment.
Yeah.
It's like they want to give people the tools,
Okay.
the knowledge, and that mindset to be in control, to
Yeah.
take charge of their own safety and well-being.
So it's not about being afraid, right?
No, not at all.
It's about living a life where you're prepared.
Yes.
Knowing that no matter what happens, you can handle it.
It's about knowing that you have the resilience, the resourcefulness, and yeah, the support to get through it.
And that's a good feeling to know you've got people you can count on.
Absolutely. It's about going from feeling helpless
Yeah.
to feeling like you have some control. And honestly, that can make all the difference.
It really can. So as you think about everything we've talked about today,
Yeah.
what stands out to you? What's one small thing you can do, maybe even today,
Oh, like that.
to start cultivating that mindset of preparedness?
It could be anything, right?
It could be learning something new.
Like starting a garden, taking a
Yeah.
self-defense class,
Yeah. Or it could be reaching out to someone in your community.
building those connections now.
Exactly. Or even just, you know,
Yeah.
taking a minute to appreciate the good things you have in your life.
Sometimes we forget to do that,
We do.
but it's important.
Because at the end of the day, being prepared isn't just about surviving the worst possible thing.
It's about really living your best life.
Every single day.
Exactly.
This has been awesome.
It has.
I always learn so much from these deep
Me
dives,
too.
and I hope everyone listening feels as ready for anything as I do.
To a life of adventure.
Yes, until next time, everyone, stay curious, stay prepared, and
Stay connected.
see you later.